The popular cable TV show Burn Notice returns to the USA Network tonight. The show centers on Jeffrey Donovan as a spy discredited or burned by the CIA. He picks up work as a knight-errant in Miami while he tries to come in from the cold. Bruce Campbell plays his sarcastic sidekick. Sharon Gless plays his mom. And Gabrielle Anwar plays trigger-happy ex-girlfriend Fiona Glenann, always ready to blow up bad guys for a good cause.
They told me about their situation. It seems this man, Felix, he took Tanya for a ride in his car. And then he attacked her. And she escaped, barely. And then Corey went after him with a baseball bat.
I found her crying in the street. I just wanted to make sure he never tried to come back.
No explanation necessary. Use a golf club next time. Greater force to a smaller area.
Yeah. But now he's after me. His guys came to my house. They tried to shoot me in the street. I mean, I don't know where to go.
It's fine. We'll take care of it.
Would you excuse me? Fiona, could I talk with you out on the balcony?
Gabrielle Anwar is Fiona Glenann in the series Burn Notice. You may also remember her from Scent of a Woman and as Henry VIII's sister in The Tudors. If you'd like to talk with Gabrielle Anwar about Burn Notice or her film and television career, give us a call. 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation at our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. And Gabrielle Anwar joins us now from the studios of WLRN, our member station in Miami. And welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored, Neil, for Burn Notice to be deemed worthy of your Talk of the Nation.
You're not the first member of the cast to be aboard. Bruce Campbell's been on a couple of times talking about various things, but including Burn Notice. And our friend Bob Wisdom was on and talking about it.
Oh, fantastic. I'm in good company.
Yes, he used to work here years ago. We thought so much of his talent, we had him cutting tape. So then he went out to Hollywood and became a big star. So I meant to ask you, though, how much weapons training did you have to go through to get this part?
Very little, I'm afraid to admit. We have a phenomenal props master who truly hands me the weapon seconds before we shoot the scene and rapid fire instructs me how to not shoot anybody on the set, including myself, and then we shoot the scene. We move at a very rapid pace, so there really is very little time to really learn the skills involved with this kind of weaponry.
You look very comfortable with those very large caliber weapons.
I do. Oh, that's good to know, because the moment the cameras stop rolling, I'm in a bit of a fit of panic.
A lot of the movie revolves around your chemistry with Jeffrey Donovan.
Yeah, that helps. The chemistry does help, doesn't it, with a male and female act on TV?
It does, yeah. It's an old formula, but it seems to work well.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, Jeffrey and I work very hard at creating our chemistry.
I'm sure it's brutal.
Yes, it is.
Yet there is this sort of subtext. You're always the ex-girlfriend, yet you're always around and always willing to help.
Yes, don't you just love those kind of exes, the ones that don't go away? Well, I think that they're both in tremendous amounts of denial about their relationship and you know, the actual state of their meantime, to refer back to what I was listening to earlier on NPR. But I obviously they're involved currently, but mm-hmm. I think neither of them are prepared to admit it, which I rather like.
There must also be enormous fun working with such a great cast, not just Jeffrey Donovan, but we mentioned Bruce Campbell and Sharon Gless, who, when Bruce was on, you said she got the part because she could smoke very convincingly.
Yes, she does do that rather well, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
I am truly in heaven. It's ridiculous the amount of fun that I have when I go to work in the morning. I keep thinking I'm going to wake up one morning and I will have been having this splendid dream for the last 4 years, and now the reality has hit home and I'm back in a rainy England without my weapons and my cast.
You have been in a whole bunch of things. We mentioned Scent of a Woman. We mentioned The Tudors. Well, there's a lot of other things, too. Some of them very good, and some of them, well, probably not going to be archived, forever. This must be loads of fun, and to have a wonderful hit on your hands, too. This is the top-rated drama on cable TV.
Yeah, it feels pretty good. It's such a surprise when when something turns out for the better in this industry, because, you know, there's a lot of disappointments involved, and one's skin gets thicker and thicker over the years. So it is a true pleasant experience to have some support, because oftentimes it's quite the contrary, and you know, there's a lot of struggling involved. So it's quite lovely to come up for some air and take a breather at this late stage in my old career.
Oh, not so old. You just turned 40, right?
Yes, but I've been doing this for quite some time, since I was actually a child in England. So it feels like I've been around the block a couple of times.
I did not see the, you know, RADA in your background, though. I mean, did you started acting as a child and just kept on going?
Yes, I did. I was actually kicked out of my regular local school, and my parents decided that I should possibly benefit from channeling all that teenage angst into an acting career, or perhaps dancing. I actually started dancing and then was even too rebellious for my ballet teacher. So I ended up in the drama department, and the rest is a rather tumultuous history.
Gabrielle Anwar is our guest. She's at our station in Miami, our member station, WLRN, 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. Steve's on the line calling from St. Louis.
Hey there. I had one question, at least when I talked to the screener beforehand, but I came up with a second one that's maybe a little bit irreverent. The first question I was going to ask was, are there any particular challenges with playing the character Fiona, who is, for all intents and purposes, or at least in her past, has been pretty much a psychopath? And the second question I had was, what's with all the yogurt? I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Oh, hello. The hardest part for me is not the psychopathic part. That's sort of a breeze, I confess. However, the heels pose a problem on a daily basis.
Which are minimum 3 inches.
Yeah, it's because I'm actually only 5'3", and everybody else in the cast is over 6 feet. So it's truly, that was born from having to raise myself to a certain height to be continued in the same frame as the other actors. Now they've become part of my character. As far as the yogurt is concerned, that might be a question to pose to Matt Nix, because quite frankly, I don't understand it either.
There is large quantities of yogurt are consumed in Michael Weston's flat. So anyway, let's see if we go next to Peggy. Peggy calling us from Napa Valley.
Hi. I love Burn Notice. But, Gabrielle, I have a question about your character, Fiona. So in the pilot, she had her Irish accent, and I understand she reverted to the English accent, well, American English accent, to assimilate into the American culture. But I'm surprised sometimes she doesn't lapse into her Irish accent.
There was a show in which your brother from Belfast comes back into your lives, and Michael goes into his Irish brogue that he had played at the time back in Ireland when you were still with the IRA, and you don't.
Well, that's because my Irish accent isn't very good.
I wondered.
I think that there was some contention regarding the dialect early on in the show. I was intrigued to play this retired IRA terrorist. I was extremely turned on by that, including the dialect. But unfortunately, it's you know, I'm the hired hand here, and there are a lot of cooks in the kitchen, and apparently none of them thought that my Irish was worthy. So that's the end of the story.
But at some point, wouldn't they have to write script your brother in saying, and get off the accent, would you?
Yeah, that would have been my idea. But I'm not one of the writers. So I appreciate your calling my accent English-American. I like that. I can live with that.
Peggy, thank you. That was something I was very interested to know. Let's see if we go next to, this is Martin. Martin with us from Cleveland.
Hi, I'm Irish myself, and it's nice to hear an actress or an actor come on where you don't know where they're from. And as far as I'm concerned, your accent is grand.
Oh, you're too kind.
He may be talking about the heels, I think. Martin,
Thank you, Martin. I do appreciate that very much.
Let's see if we can get to Julie. Julie's with us from Lafayette in California.
Hi. I have a comment rather than a question.
Okay.
Which is that Gabrielle is the only serious competition I have for my husband's affections. And I just wanted to pass along the compliment. He likes petite women in high heels, and he tunes into the show religiously.
Petite women in high heels with rocket launchers.
Yes, rocket launchers. watcher. He appreciates the fierceness as well.
Thanks very much for the call, Julie.
Thank you.
Let's see if we go next to, this is Ronald. Ronald with us from Oxford, Ohio.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a really big fan of the show, and I'd like to say that I really like how you're giving points of how to be a spy.
Oh, yes, there are these. They do pause for instructionals from time to time on how to accomplish various kinds of MacGyver types things or pull off a surveillance.
I feel that I might be able to be an amateur spy. I'm just kidding, of course. But I have a question. Are there any huge plot twists in the next season? Is anything going to be changing dramatically?
You know, for me, every episode has a plot twist and a half. There's a lot going on in the next few seasons that begin airing tonight, in the next few episodes, rather. I'm not sure what's going on with the next few seasons. But those that air as of tonight for the next few weeks are really loaded with twists and turns. And it's hard for me to keep up, actually. When I read the script, I have to go over it a couple of times because there's so much going on that I really do have to pay attention. Answer to your question, there's a lot about to happen.
Is everything shot in order?
No, very rarely do we shoot anything in consecutive order. So you really do have to stay on your toes, which is easier for me because I'm wearing those heels, of course.
Ronald, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
We're talking with Gabrielle Anwar, one of the stars of USA Network's Burn Notice, which returns tonight, new episodes, and also was in Showtime's The Tudors. And you're listening to Talk the Nation, coming to you from NPR News. Well, just to talk about the plot twist, as you'll remember from our exciting last episode, our hero, Michael Weston, had been shot, and the shooter was another Burn spy who was working with your team who finds out it was Michael who betrayed him. I assume we have nothing to worry about since Michael is also one of the executive producers of the show.
Yes. Something tells me he's going to survive.
I think so. What's going on, though, with you and Jesse, the spy that Michael burned?
There's a lot going on. Most of it is unspoken, which is always my favorite kind of acting. But it's definitely thick. You could cut the atmosphere with a knife.
Yes, indeed.
It's fun, actually. It's tremendous fun to add that element
to
the relationship.
Go next to Parker. Parker with us from Edina in Minnesota.
Hi. I had a question about, where do you get all the information on how to make your, explosives and your listening devices and everything like that?
Well, you know, that's actually very interesting. There is a spy that our writers communicate with via email. And I believe even Jeffrey has a little email relationship going with this fella. I have no idea who he is. But I believe he was a Burn spy, and he's the real legit deal. And he instructs our writers as to how to really pull this stuff off. I think that, you know, a couple of the key elements are somewhat changed when we actually shoot the show so that, you know, one watching the show isn't actually going to be able to prepare a bomb and blow up their neighborhood. But I find it fascinating. I get very caught up when we're shooting those scenes that are very, very technical and very detailed. I actually think that I could probably pull off some of these things in real life. I hope that I don't ever have the opportunity to try, but it is. It's a very fun part of the show, I think.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Parker. Let's go next to Sally. Sally with us from, Edina in Minnesota.
Wadena, Minnesota.
Wadena. I thought there was a misspelling. Go ahead.
And I wanted to ask about Scent of a Woman in that I wondered how it was to learn the tango. And also about the soap that Al Pacino smells. I think it was like Miss Quigley soap, and I wondered if it actually existed.
I don't know, actually. I'm not much of a method actress, so I didn't bathe in it for days before shooting with Mr. Pacino. The tango was tremendous fun to learn, and they were kind enough to train me for a number of weeks. And I obviously was playing a character that didn't know how to tango, so I could really enjoy the process and not have to pull it off perfectly. And I admire Al for being able to do so as a blind fella. But what a beautiful dance. I wish I could still do it.
You've forgotten? Oh,
I thought it was so beautiful and so romantic and so sweet. I've never forgotten it.
Oh, how lovely. Well, maybe I'll retrain myself one of these days.
Can't you get them to write it into Burn Notice? It would be a real treat to see you and Michael. Or even
I don't
Jesse.
Think I could do it in those heels.
Thank you very much.
And thank you. Let's see if we go next to Charlie. Charlie in Wyoming, Michigan.
Yes, hi. I have a question and a comment, if I may, Neil. And I just want to thank you for so much for taking my call. This is my first time actually getting through and actually being on the radio and actually being on air.
Well, Charlie, we just have a few seconds left, so you best make it quick.
Sure. My question is, what's with all the beer on the show and drinking while they're shooting? And my other question is if...
I think we're going to have to stick with one, Charlie, and that's it's Sam Axe, the character Bruce Campbell plays, who does most of the swilling, I think.
Yes, he's just a rotten alcoholic, I'm afraid.
And there's nothing left to reprobate, through and through, and you can tell him I said that. good luck with Burn Notice, and thanks so much for spending our time with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Gabrielle Anwar is Fiona Glennon on Burn Notice, which returns tonight at 10 o'clock on the USA Network, with us today from WLRN, our member station in Miami. Tomorrow, it's Talk of the Nation Science Friday. Ira Flatow will be here. We'll see you again on Monday. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.